Good afternoon and welcome to For the Cause of Christ, the radio ministry of the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood. The church is under the direction of its pastor, John Lutz. Stay tuned for a message straight and direct from the Word of God. Here now with this week's message is Pastor John Lutz.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our broadcast today. We are so thankful that you are with us on this Friday afternoon here in Cleveland, and we hope that you're having a wonderful day as we're starting to see a rise in some temperatures and getting close to that summertime. And boy, it's a wonderful, wonderful day. And we're so thankful that you've taken time out to be with us today. We have a special kind of impromptu program planned for you today. I have a special guest with me, certainly no stranger to the airwaves. Pastor Al Davis is with us today. Pastor Al, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Pastor Lutz. It's good to be with you today. And, you know, actually, it's kind of a mixed blessing to be with you today.
Yeah.
Kind of bittersweet, but I'll let you break that news there. It's your program here. I think some of our listeners are aware. But, yes, thanks for letting me be on with you today.
Well, I'm thankful that you could get here a little early. I know you've got some special things planned for your broadcast, and we'll kind of highlight that as we get towards the end. But if you haven't heard, boy, we lost a good, I say lost here on this earth, but Brother Bruce Musselman, right. Dr. Bruce Musselman, went home to be with the Lord this morning after really a brief bout in the hospital. It wasn't too long, but the time had come, and the Lord said it was time to come on home. And we're going to certainly miss him around here. And so I brought you in today because I thought we'd reminisce a little bit, talk a little bit about Bruce and what a tremendous man of God he was. And we'll live on for those who he impacted. And so we'll share some of those anecdotal type of things. But I was thinking about this verse start this off today. Hebrews 13, verse number 7 says, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation." You know, I remember in Bible college, one of the preachers had taught us and told us, you know, it really doesn't matter where you start. It matters where you finish. And I'm glad that our dear brother finished. I mean, even to the recent, couple weeks, he's up, you know, doing the radio show from his house, and you know, I know there was some he started getting, you know, some health issues, so there were some works of doing some video or some audio tapes and stuff. But he fought to the end, brother, and what a joy to know him. And I met him in, I believe it was 2000 was the first year I met him, and he was one of my first instructors at Heritage Baptist Institute there at Cleveland Baptist. And I still remember he taught the general epistles, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Now, if you know anything about Bruce, how do you pack four books in with Bruce in a 14-week? I don't think we got out of, I think he did like a couple chapters of Galatians. We did a couple chapters in Ephesians. It was a lost cause trying to get the whole thing, but it was such an impactful time in my life with him. Brother Al, when did you remember when you first met Brother Bruce?
Actually, I had just gotten out of the United States Air Force. I was called into the ministry while stationed in England. And I had the opportunity to stay in the Air Force, but God had other plans for me, and he led me into missions. And while I was stationed in England, thanks to the missionary that had started a work outside of our base, a guy by the name of Don Jackson from Georgia, I came to the King James only position. I wasn't King James only at the time. And so I came under the influence of some godly missionaries in England. So when I came back to the States, I came back here to Ohio, and some of our listeners, and I know some of our people remember Pastor Don Whitaker. He was there at Cleveland Baptist Church. He came out to Richfield, said, "Somebody's got to start a church out here."
Yeah.
And I had grown up at church in Hinckley nearby, even though I grew up in Richfield, and he had started the church. And so when I came back home from the Air Force, I found there was a relatively new King James only independent fundamental premillennial Bible believing preaching, you know, hellfire preaching Baptist church. And so I started going there. I felt that's where God would have me to go, and that actually had become my sending church. Now I pastor that church.
Wow.
And but it was while I was there, probably about 1987, I believe, is when I came back. I believe it was 1987. And we had this guest preacher come in.
Yeah.
And he got up and he had his guitar.
Oh, yeah.
He started strumming on that guitar and said, hey, now sing along with me. And I didn't really know the chorus, but everybody else did because I found out he was a regular.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I first met Bruce Musselman.
Yeah.
And I remember going to a couple different things with him and riding in the car with him. And he just talking when he found out I was in the Air Force and found out that I was in a position where I had access to all kind of classified information. Of course, you know, Bruce, he wanted to know what I knew.
You became Dr. X, right?
I could have been Agent X.
Agent X, yes. We won't tell who it is.
No, but I mean, obviously I couldn't tell him everything, but I was able to give him some information which he really apparently found interesting because he's like talking to me.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, next thing I know, many, many years later, after starting a church in the Samoan Islands, after becoming pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, next thing I know, I'm asked to help him with his most recent radio program, yeah, which is for the Cause of Christ, yeah, which we're on right now. Where is God's Word?
Yeah.
Which, by the grace of God, is still on the air.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, a week ago, I did not know it at the time, was our last live program,
yeah,
with Brother Bruce.
Yeah.
And he actually sounded better than he did the week before.
It was the beet juice.
It must have been the beet juice. Yeah, he was always asking me. He was always asking me, Pastor Al, do you know of some supplement that I can take? And we'd talk about different things, and because my wife is a nurse, he would say, well, what about this? Because,
yeah,
you know, if you're married to a nurse, obviously all that medical knowledge just seeps over to you.
Yeah.
And so I would ask her some questions for him and things, but so I was blessed for many years to be able to help him out, and he would have me do little segments on science in the Bible.
Yeah.
And so we've got a website to whereisgodsword.com that people can go to. We have programs there and some other information about Brother Bruce,
yeah,
and some other materials and things. And so I learned a lot from him about, yeah, the King James Bible. And, yeah, and so it really was a blessing. And then being able to, you know, sit in the studio with him, what an amazing individual.
Yeah, just to spend time with him. You know, he, yeah, was such a personable person. You know, he loved being around people. In fact,
oh, yeah.
You know, even going through HBI, you know, getting to know him a little bit more through there, I didn't really know him that intimately other than through our classes. But then, of course, he had the stroke in 2012, and the Lord just kind of intertwined. I live not too far away from where Bruce lived. And so I remember when he called me and he said, hey, I had a little accident last night. Can you come over and take a look at the car? Brother, I wish I had my cell phone at that time, because if I would have taken a car, I don't know how he drove the car. And it turned out...
Angels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Along.
I mean, he drove, to give you an idea what happened, he was in Ashland, down at Ashland Baptist Temple, I believe it was, Van Horn, I think is the gentleman's, mm-hmm, name, Pastor Van Horn, and he was down there on a Sunday, stayed overnight. He left on Monday morning at 11 o'clock from Ashland. He called me at 10:30 Tuesday morning.
Mm.
And so he had been driving for approximately 23 hours from Ashland.
Which is only about an hour or so.
And he got lost,
yeah,
because he was disoriented. And he actually hit a back of a van or something on the east side of Cleveland in the middle of the night. And how that all, I mean, only by the grace of God. And so when I came, I mean, the hood was buckled up. It was pushed back into the windshield. The left front tire was at probably a 30-degree. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And I said, how in the world do you drive? He said, I don't know. And he had backed it in. So he found the home, and he was able to back in. And then a few days later, he finally was willing to go get checked out because he just assumed it was with his sugar and those type of things. And they determined he had the stroke. And, you know, and that really, that was a difficult time for Brother Bruce because one of his joys was getting in the car.
Yes.
And just going to a church and fellowshipping or going to someone's house and being able to have the flexibility to do that. And that was one of the hardest things. But one of the blessings was I got to spend so much time with him. And I have all those conversations that, you know, the hours that we would spend together and just comical things. I mean, there's, you know, one of the great things when it's someone like this that passes away, there's so much joy. You know, I think it's Isaiah 57. I was looking at it this morning, and Isaiah 57 kind of rebukes us a little bit in how we look at death. And it says, "The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come." And Brother Bruce doesn't have to endure what lies ahead. And I know his hope was to go by way of rapture, as is the all of our hopes. But obviously the Lord had some other plan. But it, you know, it was a difficult time, but it was a joyous time. We had a lot of laughs. You know, there was mental things that went on, obviously, with the stroke, and he would forget things, and just we would laugh about
the short-term memory.
Oh, the short-term memory was, and you'd have the same conversations, and you'd say, "Bruce, we just talked about that," and he'd just start laughing, and so it just...
I used to joke with him saying, you know, "You don't remember what you had for breakfast this morning, but you could probably tell me what Eusebius ate, you know,
that's
1,500 years ago."
Oh, that's so true. And it was an amazing
thing. His long-term memory. Remember, his long-term memory was not affected. Yeah. And he had an encyclopedic knowledge of the Bible and Bible history.
I don't know how much he actually had memorized, but a comical story we laughed at even into recent days was when he went into the nursing home after the stroke. They put him in a nursing home. And his eyesight got messed up. One of the optical nerves got damaged. And I remember going in, and the nurse said that they started reading. They asked him, "Well, what book do you like to read?" And he said, "Oh, I like to read the Bible." Well, he hated being in that nursing home. If you knew Bruce, man, he did not want to be in a nursing home. I just want to go home, right? So, well, they said, "Well, you got to do these things." So they're like, "Well, let's read the Bible." Well, he couldn't read because his eyes were messed up.
Right.
But he went to a portion where he already memorized. And so he's reading it. And it took her 2 days to realize he's not actually reading. He's actually quoting from memory. And so they gave him another book. And of course, he failed that test.
Yes.
So he went in there and he had this smirk about him. When I'm like, "Bruce, really?" And he's laughing. He's like, "Yeah." So we had some great laughs. But, you know, what a man. When you consider the end of his end of the road, the end of the race, you know, for him. I thought of some other verses that, and I know you had some as well. We'll get to those in just a minute. But 1 Timothy 1:5 talks about the end of the commandment. And it gives this. It says, "Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned." And I think we can read that certainly on the surface as, you know, that's the determination of what God is developing in all of us, is to have a heart developed out of charity. And, you know, I can remember the times, if you knew Bruce didn't have a lot. He had very little in this life. He was a rich man. Boy, spiritually rich. You know, I told one preacher last night, the love that it was exhumed from Bruce, I would get under conviction when I was around Bruce, because I'm like, man, I'm not even close to where God wants me to be. And we love to eat. That's the one thing Baptists we have in common. But man, with Bruce, we love to go out to eat. And we would go out to eat all the time. And I can't tell you how many times I came out. And in my cynical heart, you know, you would see somebody on the street. And, you know, you just kind of, sometimes you get tough and hard about it. Like, "Oh, they're a druggie." I saw him give money to people so often. I mean, he would dig in and give his last dollar. And sometimes I'd be like, "Bruce, what are you doing?" And man, he needs it, you know. That's why I said I'd get under conviction, like, "Oh man, I'm being too hard." And but that was the charitableness,
yes,
of Bruce. And he was such a giving man. I mean, I'd call him anytime, and mm-hmm. if he was there, yeah. man, he wouldn't want to get off the phone. Hey, come see me. And man, mm-hmm. he was just such a good man, and of course a good conscience. You know, he was an honest man, sincere, man of integrity, an honorable man, and faith unfeigned. He was a godly man. You know, he was a man of yeah. faith, and I could tell stories about things that he had said. Well, I'm going to do this, and I'm like, Bruce, that ain't going to happen. You know, don't you know what you are, what's happened, and they would happen, brother.
Yeah.
And I would be like, Lord, forgive me. I'm so sorry. You know, my little bit of faith that. Mm-hmm. That it was, but I thought of that verse when I thought of Bruce. I thought, boy, that kind of sums yeah. up the end of his conversation, you know.
Well, and as we're talking about him here, I was thinking of Psalm 116, verse 15, where it says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." And when you first see that verse, you think, well, why would God think that one of his children dying is precious? But if you think about it, it's a homecoming. When a believer passes away,
yeah.
we go to be with the Lord. Now, what parent doesn't rejoice when their child comes,
amen,
that's
brother.
Been away for so long,
oh, amen.
Comes to be with them? And you think about that, you know, there he is showing up,
yeah.
thinking, you know, I thought I'd hear the trumpet first.
That's true.
But no, God called him, and it's precious because he's there rejoicing. He's there with the Lord. And you know he's asking questions. And he's probably trying to find the library of heaven.
That's so, true. Amen.
Trying to check out some books.
Yeah. So that's a good point. Boy, that's one thing he had was a lot of books.
Yeah.
So, but boy, yeah, that's, you know, in the Bible even talks about that in Ecclesiastes, where it talks about, I have one verse picked out, but I'm thinking of another verse now, where it talks to where it says, you know, it's better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting. For the living will, all men will lay it to their heart, for the living will see. And you know, it's in these moments that it reminds us that, you know, death is such a part of life. We talked about off air, you know, really glad it really was fairly quick.
Yes.
For, you know, I know that he had to be put on a ventilator there. And they're not saying it was anything with this COVID. It was just
because health issues. No, he had other health
problems.
Yeah,
he had many other health issues.
Come together.
A lot of the end results look very similar to, you know, what's going on, but it doesn't appear that that was the case. But whatever it was, you know, it was his time to go. And
yes.
And I'm glad relatively it was his death went, you know, pretty quick.
Yeah, you know, talking about the stroke and all the things that happened with that, yeah. it's as if God had given him extra years.
Yeah.
When you think of Hezekiah, remember he said, I still got stuff I'd like to do.
Yeah.
And God gave him 15 more years.
Yeah.
And Bruce had a lot to do, and I know we're probably coming down toward the end of the program. I was going to say, we've been talking about some plans for a future program, but let me just say something too. Again, Hebrews chapter 11, 4, where it says, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts." And then it says this, "And by it he being dead yet speaketh."
Yeah.
Now, Bruce may be gone from this world, but he's still going to be speaking.
Oh,
because
yeah.
his program's keeping going.
That's right, yeah.
It's going to be on for a little while longer. We've got hours and hours of recorded programming. And so he's still going to be on the radio on Thursday afternoons, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. And that's a great, as you were saying, I was thinking about, you know, the technology. That's one of the benefits
yes.
of technology today that, you know, people live on and their voice lives on and their testimony lives on.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we need his voice still. I mean, it's
yes.
The battle for which he, obviously God raised him up for to be involved in and really the exaltation of the King James Bible and the preservation of it and the debate of it. And
right.
Boy, he was a man who had his facts and everything down, and that was a great thing with the stroke. nothing was touched with his
right.
past memory. I mean, and we heard
all of that. He just spit out names, dates, just without hesitation. Incredible.
Yeah, the hard part was trying to retain him yourself as he was talking. You know, like, he'd go, and as soon as he started, it was like, and I would just sit there, and I'd eat all my food way before he was ever done with his food, because he would just talk, and you would just try to absorb, you know, all of those things. And, of course, the ministry experience starting the Bedford Baptist Church, and then traveling early on with his family with music. Mm-hmm. And obviously the music side of it was so, so wonderful. Even, you know, singing to the last days. I mean, he would come to our church. Yeah. Say, anytime he came, you bring that guitar, Bruce.
Well, yeah, I would always ask, did you bring your guitar?
Yeah, bring your guitar. And sometimes he would pick the wrong guitar because he had so many of them. And boy, that thing made twanging, but he didn't care. He just loved the Lord and wanted to sing.
Yeah.
And it was, and so you're right. It's going to continue to live on. And, you know, all of his, and I tell this story with HBI, you know, all of the professors and most of the guys that taught me, they were all pastors and they would give of their time and come at night. But, you know, when somebody asks, well, what was the biggest impact of HBI? Without hesitation, it was Bruce Musselman, because he taught me how to outline the Bible.
Yes.
He didn't, you know, HBI wasn't about cramming information. It was about discipline. And he taught us, hey, this is how you go into the scriptures. This is what you look for. I remember one of the things, he said, just read it. Just keep reading it, reading it, reading it. The Holy Spirit will develop it for you. And I've never forgot that principle. And hope to God I'll never forget that principle, because that's what we need. And he was a man of the book.
Yes.
And defended it and taught it and declared it. And what an asset. And again, to be able to know we're going to have those to continue until the Lord comes. What a blessing.
And what a testimony, you know, that you just that listening to you talking about everything, and we're talking about having a special program sometime in the future, maybe in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It would be during this time as well as during the half hour for our program, and then Pastor Rusnacker comes on at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
That would give us from 1 until 2:30, and we'll update our listeners, of course, as plans come along for that. But again, what a blessing to have known him.
Yeah, amen. And, all right, we only got about maybe a minute or so to go. What's going on with your show? What do you got coming up?
Well, I've got Gary Ka coming on with me, and he is the author of, I think I loaned you the book over
I think I gave it back to you.
There it is. Yeah, he is the author of The New World Religion and En Route to Global Occupation. Prior to that, we already had planned this, talking about the coronavirus pandemic and plans for new world order, global government, and how these things that we've seen happening may fit into this. So, Lord willing, we'll have him on in the next half hour on our program.
Well, that sounds great, specifically since the Chicago mayor just talked about that you have to put people in power that are going to subscribe to the new world order. So,
yes,
for so long it's been considered a conspiracy, but for so long we know it hasn't been.
And
it's prophetic.
Oh, and they're hiring people to watch and snitch on their neighbors
right.
now.
That's right. Even so, come Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Boy, But until that time, may we stand and fight. Thank you, Brother Bruce. I know you're not here anymore, but thank you for your investment and your impact and your ministry. It's going to live on. And you can listen. And boy, I tell you, the thousands that got saved under his ministry, he's rejoicing with now.
Oh, amen.
And I hope you'll be there one day as well. Stay tuned. Brother Al's coming up next. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks.
You have been listening to For the Cause of Christ with Pastor John Lutz from the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. Pastor Lutz and the congregation would like to extend a cordial invitation for you to join them at any of their services. Sunday morning worship is at 11, the Sunday evening service is at 6, and the Wednesday Bible study is at 7 p.m. North Coast Baptist Church is located at 2051 Quail Street in Lakewood. For directions or more information, please call 216-521-3800. That's 216-521-3800. Or send an email to northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. That's northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. Thank you for listening. This program has been sponsored by the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood, Ohio.